This is the lesson of Sleepy Boy.
Oh, here comes Chuck.
Man, he looks terrible.
I lost my head.
What happened?
I was tired and not thinking clearly when I took out my auto loan.
Man, you gotta be careful or you're gonna pay too much. There's interest rates you gotta
pay. I know!
Man, y'all need to chill out! We got the dogs barking and everything.
Well, he needs to get his head back.
He needs R&B Car Company.
RBCarCompany.com.
Hey, what's up, Chuck?
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. It's a beautiful morning outside. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Don't know how many more of these kind of weekends we have left, so get out there and enjoy it today. Last night, Warsaw went to Northridge and finished up their regular season at 6-3 with a 42-13 win over the Raiders. We'll talk with Coach Curtis and the players that he brought with him this morning in just a little bit. In the other conference games, Concord finishes up a perfect NLC season by winning at Plymouth 42-14. Northwood won at home over Goshen 42-0, and Mishawaka beat Wawasee 46-7 in Syracuse. So the final conference standings for football this year, Concord goes 7-0. They are the conference champs. They win by two games over Mishawaka and Warsaw, who both finished 5-2. Plymouth was 4-3. Northwood and Northridge 3-4. Wawasee 1-6. And Goshen finished 0-7. And the Redhawks only scored 47 points all season long. In other games, Knox beat Bowman 61-6. Culver Academy beat Glenn 48-7. Jimtown beat Lakeland 44-34. LaVille won at Whiting 56-20. Bremen beat Tippecanoe Valley 24-10. Cass beat Southwood 41-22. Peru beat Manchester 35-28. It was Northwestern over Northfield 49-14. Oconoquah beat Rochester 30-14. Wabash beat Whitco 30-12. North Miami beat Triton 21-13. Columbia City won at Norwell 49-7. Garrett beat Central Noble 62-14. Fairfield beat Cherubusco 42-18. It was West Noble over Prairie Heights 56-0. Elkhart beat Adams 55-14. And Penn beat St. Joe 27-0. Again, last night, the Tigers were winners at Northridge 42-13. We'll talk to Coach Curtis about that and play some highlights from last night's game. Coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Hello, service department. Our pool filter stopped working.
Okay, we'll send a replacement.
Nope, just dig a new pool.
Sometimes it's obvious when you should replace just a part. Like if your windows have condensation between the panes, you may not need to replace the whole window. The specialists at Glass Doctor can install new insulated glass in your existing frames for less than you might think. Save money and restore your window's appearance. Visit glassdoctor.com.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Hi, this is Alan Aldifer. Ready to take control of your financial game? Just like in football, whether you are looking at a game-opening drive or a two-minute drill for a game winner, at Aldifer Bergen & Company Retirement Planning, we know how to make every play count. Let us help your retirement plan become a winning financial plan. Don't fumble your future. Let us become your financial coaches.
The cold weather is coming, so now is the time to visit Splendor Boats in Warsaw for all their off-season boating services. Indoor, safe, and clean boat storage, winterization, and shrink wrapping. Splendor can also change the look of your pontoon by replacing that old carpet flooring with new marine-grade vinyl. Redeck over the winter and have it ready to go next spring. Plus, redo your boat's furniture and canvas tops with their canvas and upholstery department. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24-7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC & Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
And it's a high short kick, and this will be returnable. This will be, oh, Reed bobbles it at the 12. Picks it up, 15, 20, 25, look out, 30, 35, 40. Afterburners are on, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Brock on the handoff, Hoffer, touchdown! Robbie Hofford scores with 1:51 left to play here in the half, and Warsaw now leads 20-6. Here's Carr to kick it off from the 40 to our right, and he's going to kick it off deep, and this will be Reed, and he'll take it. He's the 20, 25, 30. There he goes again, 40, 45, 50. He's out in the open, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. He's done it again. Tucker Reed, touchdown.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Roger.
That was one thing that no one can see about your football games is that they're boring. There was a little something for everybody last night.
A lot going on last night, for sure.
Start of the game, they win the toss. They want the football.
They did.
Put together a couple of first downs, go for it on fourth down from midfield, and your guys stopped them.
Yeah, yeah, that was a big start. I thought defensively, we pitched a shutout. Our varsity defense pitched a shutout. So the 13 points is a little deceiving. So that's good. When you shut out a team that has the capability of moving the ball both running and throwing like they do, that's a good evening for our defense. But, yeah, we got the fourth down stop. Like you said, they picked up two first downs, I think. And then we put together a nice short field 50-yard drive and ended up with a touchdown.
And finished it off with a score to go up 7-0.
Yep.
From that point on, then, again, they have the ball. They get to your 27-yard line. Go for it. Don't make it. And your guys are back on the charge again.
Yeah, we are. And put together what I thought was a pretty good drive until the ball got coughed up there. I think it was the second drive at the end. So we're getting ready to go up 14-0. And then the next thing you know, it's Northridge football. So, our kids work awfully hard at trying to do the little things right. And those little things also include taking care of the football. And, if you go through and you look at stats of every game that's ever been played in the history of football, I would bet you that the team that runs the ball, the team that has more rushing yards and fewer turnovers, is the team that comes out victorious in most things. So, we're a little sloppy at times, we're a little careless at times, but overall very effective and highly functional. A little shocked that, 10 minutes to go in the third quarter that, we're in a running clock scenario. That didn't take long, particularly against a team that is quality like Northridge, because they do have a lot of weapons. They've shown defensively that they play hard up front. They use their hands well. We thought their front eight, front seven were formidable, and they were good. They were good size, and they used their hands really well. But we were able to overcome a lot of that. And we had some nice gouging runs up the middle, and then some nice plays on the perimeter.
Your guys started with a short field six times. Six of your possessions started in Northridge territory. Again, they know what they're up against your offense. And Coach Epple even said after the game, if we punt the ball, we're going to punt it 25, 30 yards down the field, and it's going to take them 6 minutes to score, and we're going to be worse off. We might as well go for it, which makes total sense. But the way it worked out, your defense was up to that and then started six possessions inside their territory.
I did not realize it was that many. And that's something else. Now, analytics is a big word that's thrown around in football and other areas of business and whatnot. And analytics will show you that in most cases, you are better off doing what he chose to do. Now, not everybody plays it that way. I think you play it by a game situation, but I think he thought one snap to get 8 yards versus not seeing the football again for 5 to 7 minutes, I'm going to take my chances. So, you know, there's no second guessing or question on what his thoughts were. Our defense just made some really, really good plays.
And when you have a guy like Judah Hostetler who can make big plays and turn a 5-yard pass into a 25-yard gain, it's definitely worth it. And of course, the big story of last night was special teams.
Yeah.
Your kids have done a great job on special teams in all three phases: kickoff, kickoff return, punt return, extra points, field goals. And last night, it was kickoff return.
Yeah.
Little number 46 was really on his game last night.
Yeah, for the most part, you're exactly right. It's been, albeit that we had a couple PATs blocked a few weeks back, but the guy to my left here, Mason Smythe, makes it easy to kick the ball off from the 40 because you know that 49 out of 50 times that thing's going to go either into the end zone or out of the end zone. But you still got to tell the kids and make them understand, assume nothing. Don't just assume that Mason's going to drill it through the uprights from his own 40-yard line. You've got to cover like the ball's going to get blooped or kicked to the 15-yard line. And the one time that we did, I thought we had decent coverage, but yeah, the kick returns. Coach Frazier's done he's grown into this position of our kick game coordinator, and I think he really takes pride and ownership in that position. But we spend these guys will tell you, we spend an awful lot of time setting those wedges up over air, over shields, part of the kick team coming down. Front wedge, you've got to get 3 or 4 perfect. Back wedge, you've got to clean up the outside wedge. It's imperative that you take the wedge to the ball. All those little things. We spend an awful lot of time on kick return. And when you drop the football, you know, obviously Tucker is a bullet. You know, I mean, he has another gear that surprises me sometimes. And when he dropped the first kickoff, what that does, and I've seen it several times happen, some people think, okay, well, the kickoff team that slows down because that isn't the case at all. What happens is they get an additional 10 yards while he's fumbling around for the ball. Our other 10 guys, other than Tristan, the other 9 guys, they don't know it's been fumbled. So they're still dropping and setting up their wedges. And what often happens is you overrun your kickoff coverage and you get splattered out. And I don't think he got touched on either of them, Roger.
No.
Yeah. And, you know, just great execution. I haven't looked at the film, so I say this without knowledge. But it certainly looked like our kick return team had set some nice wedges and were doing a good job leading him up through there.
I watched it 2 or 3 times, each of them. And I'm not an expert. I'm no Ty Francis, but I will tell you that I think you're going to be pretty pleased. You're the middle of your people. Just that hole was probably 10 yards wide that he ran through the first one.
Well, it's a timing thing. And,
you
know, it's so important that your kickoff team, and we stress this for our guys that are on the kickoff team, you can't go around blocks because you create lanes. So if I come down and you come out to block me, and to avoid you, I go around to avoid contact. That can't happen because you're creating lanes. And if two guys do that, now you've created a double lane. So that's imperative. But, yeah, great execution. You know, that's 14 points right off the bat. I think one was in the first half and one to start the
third
second
quarter.
Half.
Yeah.
And then they decide to not kick to him. I think after they scored on our sophomores late in the game, they decide to kick the other way.
Can you explain to us how a kickoff return for a touchdown, let alone two, but how one changes the momentum and the emotion of the game?
It does.
Can you explain it?
I've never had that thrill or had the speed to ever even be considered for such a thing. But what it does is we're hanging around, we're muddying around. I think it was 14-6 at the time. And, you know, they had just picked six, if memory serves me.
Yep.
And missed their PAT. So yes. We're up, maybe it was 7-6 when he returned the first one. It was.
Yes, because they had just missed the extra point.
Yeah, so it's 7-6. And you know, you're irritated, you're ticked off about, you know, how they got their six and this and that. And then all of a sudden, we drop the kickoff, and now you're more irritated. And then next thing you know, he's in the end zone. So it does. It changes momentum greatly. It changes the feel of the sidelines and how the game's going. And, you know, it got everybody a little rowdy on the sidelines for sure.
Talk about, and obviously we mentioned the defense when we're talking about third and fourth downs. Northridge last night, 4 of 10 on third down, 1 of 6 on fourth down. You had some different guys out there. Injuries forced you into moving some people around, and you brought a JV kid up to play on the defensive line now 2 weeks in a row. Talk about how you feel like they played last night overall.
Without looking at the film, Roger, I think obviously when you get a defensive shutout against particularly a team that can hurt you, I think that that's a good start and that's a good thing. So without looking at the film, I'm not going to say we were great. I will put that thing on and painstakingly go through each snap 11 times, watching each child do their thing, which only makes you better. But, you know, we played a lot of kids last night.
Yeah, you did.
On both sides of the ball early in the game when the game was still in question. So, you know, how they responded was really positive. You know, I hate to use the term next man up because I think that's disrespectful to the person that's played there that whole season and now for whatever reason here or there is not in that position, whether they've got dinged up or whether they got beat out. I think it's disrespectful to use that term next man up. And I've used it many, many times. But what does that tell the kid who is standing on the sidelines, you know what I mean? That, hey, you know, I've given you this, I've given you that. But I will tell you that our kids that filled in, moved different positions, played a lot of personnel, appeared to do so at a high level. Our run defense was really good. I thought our inside linebacker play and our outside linebacker play was as good as it's been combined this season.
Sherwood's a big kid, their fullback.
He is.
He's a big kid. But when you can make him change directions, it slows him down.
It does.
And that allows one guy to slow him down and two guys come and help tackle
him. You're 100% correct. And if you can keep them from creasing you in A gap and B gap vertically, and I think they had one run over 10 yards, if memory serves me, not counting against our JVs. One run, maybe over even 8 yards. Our kids swarmed to the football. They read their keys. They didn't stay blocked. They got off blocks last night. And even though, you know, our motto is don't be afraid to fail, okay? If you're going to miss a tackle, miss it fast, miss it outside, and wait for the cavalry to arrive. So I think sometimes kids get too, and we got to try to coach it out of them. They get too cautious because they don't want to make a mistake. They don't want to get a missed tackle. And so they hesitate and wait to see what you're going to do. Okay, are you going to go left, right, or are you going to run me over, Roger? Instead of me saying, okay, I'm taking your legs out right now. And if I miss, I know that my three buddies are here to clean up. Yeah. The posse's coming. The kid that's really getting it right now in that realm, who's really improved in that, who who's finally not playing scared to get beat or to miss a tackle is number seven, Robert Strong.
Yeah.
I mean, he comes up and like a missile now the last two or three weeks.
Yeah.
He had a the last five quarters. He had a rough start against the Panthers a week ago up in Napanee, kind of hesitating and waiting. And, you know, the second half of that game, kids finally are like, just, hey, take a chance. If you're scared to lose, you can't win the prize.
Two things I want to ask about, and it runs the risk of sounding critical. I am not. I want you to take us inside your operation and help us understand. End of the half, end of the first half, you're in your two-minute drill.
We were.
The passing game really has come a long way.
Oh.
You guys are really executing, being able to throw the ball down the field and make plays. We saw it for the first touchdown. We saw it right before the end of the half. But you were in your two-minute drill. You had some guys in there. Tristan Wilson makes a great catch.
Couple of them. I think he caught two.
He did. And he turned to the inside and got tackled, and you guys weren't able to clock the ball.
Well, the dumbass head coach should have not wasted his time out earlier. Okay. So we had one left to run the field goal team out because we wanted to end up with a field goal, okay? And then when there was 18.1 seconds left and we were out of timeouts, don't get greedy, take the 3 points. So that's 100% on me.
The other one, obviously, is the interception they ran back for a touchdown. That's
not how we drew it up, in case you were wondering.
No, I assumed not. That when you go back and look at it, I thought – Quentin was being pressured. He had a guy literally right in his face. That was a difficult opportunity for him. He probably should have just fell on it and took the loss. But he's trying to make a play there, right?
Absolutely. And you're never going to fault a kid for trying to make something happen. I've noticed with him in the 2 years I've coached him, when he makes plays with his legs first and then reacts to what happens, he is a lot more confident and has a lot more success. Now, that kid was coming at an angle where I don't think he could have outran him, but he generally can outrun most on the flank. And then once he gets out on the flank, he's dangerous.
Yeah.
The perimeter opens up. You can see a whole lot more. Like on our rollouts on our two-minute. But, yeah.
Yeah.
We certainly, and their kid was in man coverage, and he came across all the way on the slice route with 46. And I've seen that work out. I've seen that work out where you flip it up over the rusher's head.
Yeah.
And it lands gently into your receiver's arms.
Yep.
Okay. So, I'm not going to fault him on that. Obviously, any mistake we make as a kid and as a coach and as a program falls back on us, period. Okay. It's never the kid's fault. It's always the adult's fault. So I got to do a better job of what do you do? Because the last four times we've run that play,
yeah,
he hasn't had a guy in his face.
Right.
What do you do if there's a guy in your face? So we haven't given him that scenario often enough in practice, so that falls on me.
You brought three quality football players and three quality kids with you today.
I tell you, we've got the – I say this often, but we've just got the nicest – most gentlemanly quality kids. We've got 24 seniors this year. We just got really nice kids that you want to be around. My wife, Sarah, God bless her, she had 24 kids and 18 adults over after practice Thursday morning. So she fed 42 kids after practice a brunch at our house.
Wow.
And, you know, that... just watching these kids when they don't know you're watching them.
Yeah.
That's truly the test of character. You know, just watching a kid interact with somebody else or how they talk to your family members or what they do when their plate's empty. We didn't have to pick up one plate or one napkin or anything or push one chair back, you know?
Yeah.
That's the kind of kids we have. So to my left here, number four, Ethan Egoff. Number 36, Mason Smythe. Number 94, Mason Gaberich. I brought two Masons. I almost called you Morgan. We brought two Masons today.
All right. Well, we're going to talk with these guys. When we come back, they got fed by the diner today, and they chowed down on biscuits and gravy, and they loved it. The diner on the east side of the Courthouse Square in downtown Warsaw, and we will fill the airwaves with their sounds coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
In addition to Crossroads Bank's easy personal checking accounts, Crossroads Bank also offers easy business checking accounts. Call, visit their website, or stop in to see them in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Elliott's Custom Trailers and Carts invites you this fall to the widest variety of custom trailers and golf carts in northern Indiana. Hurry in for season-ending prices with 0% financing on all new EasyGo and Mad Jack's carts through Sheffield Financial, LLC. Plus, get at least $1,000 off all 2024 new Mad Jack's carts. Go in and find out all of the great deals on new and used golf carts. Elliott's Custom Trailers and Carts, US 30 East Warsaw, where you are always a winner.
Do you have a guy you trust when it comes to heating, air conditioning, and plumbing? I have my guy. His name is Mike. And the thing is, Mike is backed by over 90 other employees at Flotek Plumbing and Heating. They are headquartered right here in northern Indiana, serving our entire listening area. Big enough to help you out wherever you live and small enough that you too will have a guy like Mike to earn your trust. So go with Flotek Plumbing and Heating, now partnering with Elliott's Heating and Cooling, and restore your peace of mind. Enhance your comfort with personalized plumbing, heating, and cooling solutions.
Your local auto owner's insurance agency is the W.R. Hall Insurance Group. Hi, this is Mike Hall. My family's 100 plus years in business are more than just a milestone. We've been building trust for over a century by serving the needs of local clients to the best of our abilities. We offer the best quality service that comes with the experience and industry insight by providing home, auto, business, farm, and life insurance. Let us at W.R. Hall Insurance Group find out if auto owner's insurance makes sense for you. Simple. Human sense.
Some people are looking for the latest and greatest. Others trust in the tried and true. Hi, this is Brent from Reinhold's Town Square Furniture, a fourth generation family owned business where we are absolutely tried and true. And we're also the latest and greatest. We've just expanded and opened a second location in downtown Columbia City. Stop in now to take advantage of fantastic fall savings and no interest payment plans. Reinhold's in Warsaw and Columbia City, your friends in the furniture and mattress business.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
All right, let's talk with Mr. Gabrich. First of all, how are you feeling?
Feeling a lot better.
Good.
Yep. Glad to get, I'm really excited to get back.
So for people like who aren't athletes who don't know what it's like to have a concussion, what did you experience? When did it start? And when did it start to go away?
It started in the Tuesday heading into the Northwood game. I got hit during our inside run period on the last play, actually, when I was actually trying to get out before, because I was like, I was kind of tired on that one. And then I got hit by Brody Duncan. Love the kid. I mean, it's more like the noise and like the lights hurt so bad. Like, you'd be driving at night and then you just get that fat headache and you got to get home. Hard to sleep sometimes.
Really?
Yep.
So what did you do? Right? How did it feel better? Did it just take time?
Yeah, it takes time. I take a lot of like nutrients and different vitamins. 2 gallons of water a day.
Really?
Yeah, that sucked.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. And then I have some like exercises I do with Trevor, our trainer, which I've helped with like eye coordination.
Mm-hmm. Take us back to the very beginning of the season. You've lost to graduation two really good defensive linemen. You're the guy that's left.
Yeah.
What made you think that you guys could still be a really good defensive line?
Well, I got Hunter Dippin to come back. Love the kid. And then Grady Nelson. He played a few games last year, his freshman year. And then, like, we replaced, like, skill with size, which has helped us. Hunter brings a lot to the table, and then Grady has speed.
What makes you a good defensive lineman?
I would like to say like knowledge of the game and experience, because I've been playing since a sophomore, which has helped me a lot. And then obviously my dad's my coach. We talk a lot about like things at home, different moves. We have an Instagram group chat with all the D-lines, so we're always sending in different videos, helping each other. We do some workouts during the spring. A few other things that would probably help is just the weight room. The weight room has helped so much with our new weight room. Then our strength and conditioning coach, Coach Childress, helped a lot.
Take us into the weight room, because some guys bring up weights, but we have an opportunity here to go a little different level.
Yeah.
What about the current weight room is so much better than the old one? Everybody says that it is.
Yeah.
What makes it so?
I think it's more of like the what we have brings like a different energy to everybody. Like we have like one of the nicest weight rooms in the state. So yeah, you see like all this nice stuff and then everyone's motivated. We got everyone's going nuts. We got new loudspeakers. Coach Childress brings the energy every day along with Coach Jones. Even though it's like 6:30 in the morning sometimes, you just got to get going.
Obviously with...
Yeah, and we can fit the entire team in there. We got 24 racks.
Is that right?
That is.
That's good. You mentioned your family. This is a family affair for you. Because not only is your dad your coach, but you've got a little sister that's alongside too,
yep,
right?
She's a manager. She's been there for, I think this is her third year.
Doing it since she was in middle school. Because she's just a freshman now.
Yeah.
What's it like to have your dad there and your sister not far away at every practice and every game?
I love it. My dad stays at home and Coach Gabrich is on the field. That's what's the nicest thing about it. I don't got to worry about like some like he leaves the coach at the school and then dad comes out the second coach says practice is over. Then having Morgan there is so fun. So cool to see her out there. She loves it.
Tell me about your mom, because she's the one left out of this equation. Talk about your mom and how she's like the hub of all of it.
Well, my mom, I think it was yesterday, she found out that there's not a coaches meeting on Sunday, and she got so excited. She's like, I can finally have dinner with my husband. Well, yeah, she's the best. She's really supportive, and she actually has helped me a lot. When I had the concussion, she actually used to be an athletic trainer. So she's been helping me through that a lot as well.
Really?
Yep.
Where was she a trainer at?
She was a trainer at Toledo.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
And then at Woodlawn Hospital.
Is that right? Now there's the two of you kids. Are there more?
There is. I have a older sister. She's a sophomore at Ball State.
Oh, okay. Good. Did she play sports?
She did not. Okay. She was in the theater and the choir.
What do you want to do when you graduate?
I want to become an electrician.
Really?
Yep.
That was a very confident answer. What makes you want to be an electrician?
Well, I just don't want to. My thing is, I'm not a school person. I want to go to a trade that is needed and it pays well. And it's like a job that you can work until whenever you're just like, yeah, I'm done.
Right. For as long as you want. You could be in your 70s and still doing that stuff, right? Who's been your favorite teacher?
I would have to say Mr. Huffer.
Why?
He just, like, he's hilarious. And, like, he knows how to teach, but at the same time, he knows how to be, like, the funny guy.
Yeah.
And he's not afraid to say how he feels or anything.
Yeah. Who do you hang out with when you're not playing football?
I hang out with Tristan Wilson, Matthew Marsh, Blake Keane, and then Logan Meyer.
Yeah. It's been fun having you around.
Yes, sir.
I've enjoyed. I get to see him as a monitor in the athletic department. So we get to spend a few extra minutes together. And we always know that he's going to bring quality food in for lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Every time.
Every time he microwaves it, makes my office smell just wonderful. So
it's just like our leftovers from the night before.
Mason Smythe. Let's talk about kicking.
Yes, sir.
No, you just stay right there. Just hand him the microphone. There you go. Let's go back to freshman year.
Yep.
Most 14-year-old kids are not prepared to do what you did that first season.
Yeah, it was.
What do you remember about that?
Well, I definitely, freshman year, you know, Coach Richards, he definitely was a really big help. And having a upperclassman long snapper, Pelfrey, that made me my confidence a lot, you know, higher. And besides, like, bringing in, like, just a new holder, a new snapper, and then not having a special teams coach that knows stuff about kicking. So yeah, so those couple people really helped me out a lot.
Go back to that first year, that Mishawaka game, a very tight game, defensive game. Our defense kept them out of the end zone, frustrated them, and then Julius Jones makes a play. Get us into field goal range, and with like a minute to go, it's you, dude.
Yep.
What was that moment like?
Yeah, I remember Coach Curse called a timeout. To make sure, he was like, he asked me, he was like, can you do this? Like, are you ready? And I was like, yes, sir, I am. I looked him right in the eyes because I knew I was confident. Because I believe it was a
19-yard field goal on the right hash. So that was like, you know, the farther you go down the field, like closer to the end zone, that angle really like shifts a lot on the hashes. So that was really my biggest worry. But then I remember, I still think about this today, Pelfrey pulled me aside. He's like, it's just like practice, just me, you, and Tuck out there, just us three. That's all that matters. So that really helped me out a lot. And then, you know, drill the field goal and we win the game. So.
And making that kick propelled you to what you've been for the last 3.5 years,
yep,
right?
It did. Yep.
So walk us through your process, right? It's field goal, it's PAT, it's the same process.
Yep.
It's just from different places on the field. PAT, field goal time, you run out on the field, then what?
So first of all, I like to like, I put my feet down right where the ball will be and I look up and I try to imagine the kick and how it should be, you know, just right down the center. And I like to pick out like a point behind like the field goal post that you try to aim for, decent, like maybe a cloud or like there's a flagpole in the back, just, you know, a target point. And I take my 3 steps back and then I do another like point right into the middle of the field goal post. Still look at that same object behind there. And then I do my 2 over. And then I always hear Coach Kurz's voice on the sideline, keep your head down. So that helps me out.
That was it?
Yep, it does. Okay. I like it. And then, you know, wait for the ball to be snapped. And I take my 2.5 steps to the ball and, you know, swing through it and up to the uprights.
You're another guy, right? You played soccer when you were younger.
Yep.
Talk about that transition from soccer to football. How is it the same? How is it different? Obviously, football is shaped differently than a soccer ball. Tell us about all that.
Yeah, so I started playing soccer. You know, that was my first sport, that and basketball. So I started that when I was like 3 years old and played that forever until the spring of my sophomore year. So that really, but building up my leg strength and that speed, that's like really key to kicking is like, you know, people think it's like, oh, the bigger legs you have, the farther the ball go. But really, it's about like your speed, your leg speed. So that really, soccer really helped me out with that. And then, you know, that and then, oh boy, I'm trying to think here of something else to say. But yeah, so that obviously soccer helped with the ball contact, you know, foot to eye coordination, all that. And then Coach Richards, again, recruited me in middle school because I decently kicked for the Edgewood football team. So got my name out there for that. And then, yeah, playing, I dual sported my freshman year, high school soccer and high school football. So that was a lot of work. That was, you know, back and forth practices every day, games on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and then Fridays. But yeah, I would say soccer was definitely, you know, talk to every kicker ever, pretty much. They've all always played soccer. So I would say that soccer is a really big key in wanting to become a kicker.
Tell us about your parents or brothers and sisters and where you live.
Yeah, so my dad, Skip, he works at Zimmer Biomet, and then so does my mom, Kelly. I love them both so much. They're definitely my biggest supporters. And then they've taken me to 15 different states for football. We counted that up the other day, so we thought that was pretty interesting. You know, they sacrificed their time and money for me, which I'm forever grateful for. And I have an older sister. She's a sophomore at IU, Paige. Love her to death. She played soccer as well, so that was something that we definitely bond about for a long time. And we still call probably like twice or three times a week just to see how she's doing there and how I'm doing here.
What do you want to do when you graduate?
I plan on, well, I hope football definitely works out. That's definitely my number one. Yes, sir. And then for college, I want to study in a sports marketing, sports science area. So
what do you want to do with that?
Sports marketing, I would like to be, you know, like anything that comes with that, along with like just marketing a sports program or like getting really cool internships places like pro teams, because I know a couple of kids that are in college that have really cool opportunities with that. So that would be cool. And then sports science, like even if that's just a trainer for the first couple of years at a college or high school level, and then, you know, building that up into maybe like a sports physician at like an orthostat or something like that. So
who's been your favorite teacher?
So I'm in the medical pathway, so I'd have to say Miss McDonald. She's definitely one of my favorite teachers. You know, she really knows what she's doing, and her experience that she brings is awesome. And then her energy that she brings every day is really awesome.
Yeah. Ethan, talk about being a wide receiver on this football team, right? You've played halfback, you've played split end, you've done both. Which is your favorite?
I would definitely say split end. I really enjoy, like, I like blocking people. And I think like split end, like when we do like these match blocks and I go for Mike linebacker, just getting the feeling of like hitting them and having that, like, our whole offense just like behind me running that ball, like, for how many yards we get on that play, 5, 6. It's a good feeling. I do like halfback though, because it gets me closer to getting like inserts in at like when we run our three lineman over. I like hitting people in general. I think
so. Well, why do you like blocking so much?
It's just like the feeling of like being like part of the team and like being able like get like the ball. The ball doesn't have to be in my hands. Like, I feel comfortable with Lily fullback running the ball every time and just him making plays. Like, it's like I like blocking just to like show that like you don't need to get the ball to make plays. Like, you can do, there's every position on the field to like make plays.
You change the game for this offense because you give the team a consistent receiver, an athlete who will go get the ball and make a big play. You made one of those for the first touchdown last night. That pass was just a smidge behind you, and you're able to bobble it and keep it going. Talk about that play. What did you hear? Do you hear the defenders? Do you hear people talking around you? What were you going through right there?
Sir, I was really focused on getting the ball in my hands because I knew the defenders. Like, I kind of like when I was running on my route, on the drag route, I was looking around, like, seeing what needed to be done. And, like, when I was, like, in the zone, I should say, like, where I was supposed to be, I, like, there wasn't many defenders by me. So, I, like, Quentin was looking directly at my eyes. So I was, like, I knew, like, he's going to throw the ball. And I was, like, I need to get this in my hands. He's, like, and then I knew as soon as I ran upfield, nobody was there, and I could just run in, get a breather, and go out for PAT. And there wasn't really much talking. We knew what had to be done after that snap. We had to keep going because it was just first offensive drive that game.
What's it like to score a touchdown?
It's a good feeling. I think the best feeling is when just like your whole team is by you and like celebrating with you, and like really, it really gives you momentum and like it makes you feel like good. But I don't know, when I play, like, I always want to just like keep my head straight. I don't want to just I don't want to like do anything like stupid or anything. I want to just keep going and working my hardest, because I just like playing the game. I don't want to do like a bunch of extra stuff.
We can tell you love playing the game, and the people around you love playing with you. Talk about your parents or brothers and sisters and where you live.
I got a brother, Cade. He just turned 21. Then I have a sister, Ava. She's at Goshen College. I think she's playing volleyball and basketball. She made their basketball team. And then I got a little brother, Everett, that's 4 years old.
Is that right?
Yeah. And then...
Oh, wait, I know him. Yeah. He used to come up and see me at the basketball games. I love that kid.
Is it? And then my mom, Christine Egoff, I love her to death. So is my dad, Scott Egoff. They've really helped me push through a lot of like hard moments, I'd say, in my life that I had to overcome. Everything's not just like, everything for me wasn't just like a positive thing, but they really helped me get through my struggles. And that's why I really appreciate them.
What are you going to do when you graduate?
I really do want to pursue football in college, probably do business management or maybe construction management at a school. I think that'd be really fun.
And who's been your favorite teacher?
I say definitely Mrs. Boy. She's really helped me out with like school in general, getting my grades right, like keeping my GPA up. I really appreciate her in like many different ways.
Coach, this is a different year than what it has been in past years. Your bye week used to fall on fall break. So you were able to get some relief there. It doesn't mesh up that way.
It doesn't.
So what's your schedule look like for practice, for trying to get ready for 2 weeks from now?
Monday, we're shutting down. No football activities. You know what? Go home. Spend time with your family. Start the next 9 weeks off well with maybe look at a syllabus and get ahead in your assignments. But don't do anything football-wise. Don't be out tearing it up. Just get some rest. So, you know, today we didn't bring them in. A lot of them will probably go watch the JV game. Tomorrow, obviously, is Sunday IHSA. Then Monday, we're shutting down. adults too, so the coaches can do their work on their own. So, you know, and I think that's a good thing, not only physically for legs, but also mentally and emotionally, just to take a deep breath. Then we'll come back and we'll practice Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then we'll take Friday off. And then Saturday morning, we'll have a long practice with a mom's brunch slash buffet at the high school after practice. So that's kind of our schedule for this week. And then Sunday night, we'll start it over and we'll start preparing. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we're really going to focus on us and what we're not doing well or what we need to do better or what we're doing well and need to do more of.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what this week will look like. And then from then on out, it's pretty much regular weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, it didn't. The IHSA actually rolled their calendar back. Would you say back or up?
Back, because back. Thanksgiving's a week later this year.
So okay. And we didn't start practice until August 5th. And a year ago, we started July 30th.
Right.
So yeah, every 5 or 6 years that happens. But, you know, we will adjust. We will get healthy. And, you know, we I really enjoy practices like what we're going to have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, where it's an awful lot of mental, an awful lot of individual work, some group work, and then a lot of film study.
Yeah. And enjoy a week off from Tiger Talk next week.
Tiger Talk?
You do not have to come in.
Okay.
We're going to talk with the other coaches and get caught up on how they've been doing, so you get to focus on brunch next week.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
See?
Okay.
So,
and feel free to come out and watch practice and eat the brunch if you want.
I'm planning on coming to practice.
Stay for brunch.
I might stay for brunch. I've been known to eat breakfast every now and then. Thank you guys for coming in today. Great season this year. We've enjoyed having you guys. And again, they got fed by the diner this morning on the east side of the Courthouse Square in downtown Warsaw. The Tiger Sports Diary is coming up next. Don't go away. Here on News Now Warsaw.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon. This is the time of year when many of us wave goodbye to our children heading off to college. But did you know there are steps your attorney can take to make sure you're there to help your child, even long distance? Whether you're at that stage or not, at Rock Hill Penick, we can help you prepare for your future with wills, trusts, and other estate planning tools. And if you're a grandparent getting ready to take care of the next generation of your family, it's vital you have advice from good estate planning attorneys. Call Rock Hill Penick at 267-6116 for an appointment to discuss your legal needs. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Bobcat of Warsaw is back for another great year of high school football. The young men playing under the lights on Friday night have worked very hard all summer long and are ready for another great season. Just like those players, your Bobcat, X-Mark, and Cub Cadet equipment have gotten you through the heart of the yard work season. Reward your equipment by bringing it to us for a tune-up. Doing so, your machine will be able to finish strong the rest of the season. So with the hard work out of the way, let's fill the grandstands and support the players and coaches as they perform on the gridiron. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Tiger Football.
Booyah!
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
Sim Financial Advisors has been in the game for over 55 years, quarterbacking financial planning for families and businesses. And we're not just on the sidelines, we're right there with you, strategizing, planning, and helping you score. With offices across Indiana, including right here in Warsaw, Sim is your home team for financial planning and management. Visit sim.com to learn more. Okay, let's huddle up. Go Tigers!
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with girls soccer, who won their sectional championship last Saturday at Elkhart with a 4-1 win over Concord. It was their first championship since 2017 and their 11th since the IHSA recognized girls soccer as an official sport. Warsaw was actually down 1-0 and then rallied for 4 goals Rachel Corey, Natalie Heppner, Lola Pepper, and Amy Escutia Palacios, all scoring for the Tigers. Lola Pepper with a couple of assists on the first and fourth goals. Warsaw outshot Concord 17-8. They won the sectional championship. And then Penn put an end to the Lady Tiger season in the regional semifinals Wednesday at the Tiger Soccer Complex with a 3-0 victory over Warsaw. It was scoreless for the first 20 minutes and pretty much even play. But as we got into the middle part of the first half, it felt like the momentum shifted and Penn started to put on more and more pressure. They started committing more people to the attack, and Warsaw was having a hard time getting out of their own end. With just over 10 minutes left in the half, Penn scored on a long shot from about 25 yards out, and it made it 1-0. Warsaw did have one really good chance in the second half. With about 21 and a half minutes to go in the game, Warsaw had a corner kick. The kick was beautifully placed, left-footed, curled it in to the back post. The goalie totally misplayed it, and Warsaw was right there, but there were a lot of people there. There were actually two Warsaw players and two Penn players in the neighborhood, and Warsaw was able to get ahead on it, but it hit the post. And when I say it hit the post and made a loud bong sound. It hit the post hard. It bounced right back at the Penn defender, who was able to boot it off the sideline and prevent Warsaw from getting another chance at it. And that was Warsaw's best chance. Penn went on to score again with 15:29 to go. They scored a third goal with a little over 2.5 minutes to play, and Warsaw's season was over in a 3-0 loss. 12-7-1 for Warsaw. Two of those losses came to Penn during the season, both by 3-0 counts. The boys' soccer team won their third straight sectional championship and 16th all-time with a 4-0 win over Homestead at Huntington in the sectional final last Saturday night. Maiden Berger opened up the scoring on an assist from Andreas Rosas, and then Miguel Kakahua with a goal in the first half made it 2-0. Berger with the assist on that one. Tanner Reynolds scored the first goal of the second half for the Tigers on an assist from Ashton Ault, and then Rosas set up Camden Lewis for the fourth and final goal of the night. Then the boys played Thursday at Carroll in the regional semifinals in a match that for 80 minutes and 14 minutes of overtime was pretty nondescript. There were very few good chances for either team. Two really good defensive units matched up against each other. It went to penalties. Camden Lennox, Tanner Reynolds, Logan Lennox all made their kicks. Carroll answered with three of their own. Maiden Berger was the fourth kicker for the Tigers. His kick was stopped. But Carroll's number four kicker kicked it over the crossbar, and that kept us tied 3-3. Callan O'Brien came up as the fifth kicker. He put his in to make it 4-3. The Chargers answered and went to extra kickers, so we go one at a time. Sam Laura gave the Tigers a 5-4 lead, and the sixth kicker for Carroll also missed high to give the Tigers the win to start the celebration. And goalie Finn Bailey was at the bottom of that. He was terrific. Although, again, Carroll didn't have that many good chances, but he was ready for the ones that they got. We do the Tiger Sports Diary a little different this time of year because we're all in postseason play now. So the boys' soccer team, we won't do the schedules coming up. We'll do them as we finish each team. So Warsaw plays Harrison today from West Lafayette. That will be at Kokomo, and that will be at 4:30. There is a story with a link for tickets for that match, and you can find that at warsaw-tigers.com. The winner goes on to the semi-state championship, which is a one-game deal, either at Kokomo or at South Bend St. Joe, coming up next week. And then the winner of that goes to the state championship down in Indianapolis. The volleyball team started what they hope will be a long run through their postseason with a win over Elkhart on Thursday by a count of 3-0. In set one, Warsaw won 25-17. Same score in set two. Warsaw won 25-20 in set number three. So the girls advance onto the semifinals today. Cecilia Good, also known as CeCe, with 14 kills. Maggie Holland with 12. Maggie had two aces. Avery Heppner with two. CeCe Good had two. Heppner had 20 assists, and Madison Branham with 19. Ellie Hepler with 22 digs. Warsaw is 26-6 overall, and they will take on Northridge in the second semifinal. The first one begins at 11 o'clock, so they'll be on after that. The match time that they put here is 1 o'clock. It could be before that, so I would be heads up for that, maybe starting at 12:30. We'd have to wait and see. Depends on how Concord and Goshen go. The winners meet at 6 o'clock for the sectional championship and a berth in the regional at LaPorte. The boys' tennis duo of Drew Reiser and Henry Norton are still alive in the doubles tennis tournament individually. They're in the doubles regional at Kokomo today. The semifinal matchup begins at 10. The championship match would be at 2 o'clock. Norton and Reiser are 10 and 2 in the regular season, now 14-2 and 4-0 in the postseason. They will take on the doubles team from Peru, who is 24-1, and they've won 5 matches in the postseason. And again, that is scheduled to start at 10 o'clock this morning. If they win, they would play at 2 o'clock this afternoon for the right to move on. Cross-country sectionals are today. Top 15 individuals from non-advancing teams and the first 5 qualifying teams will all advance on to the regional next week. At Manchester, the girls' race starts at 10:30, the boys at 11:15. And the teams competing are Argus, Columbia City, Culver Academy, Huntington North, Lakeland Christian, Manchester, North Miami, Northfield, Plymouth, Rochester, Tippecanoe Valley, Triton, Wabash, Whitco, and the Tigers. So again, girls race at 10:30, boys at 11:15. And then if Warsaw is in the top 5 in those races, then they would advance on to the regional, which will be at Huntington University, and that will be next Saturday. The football team in the sectional draw again gets a week off next week, and they will play on November the 1st at 7 o'clock at home against Goshen, a team they beat in week 3, 56-7. If they win that game, they would go on the road to take on Concord and Fort Wayne Northside in the second round. And so that's the path for the Tigers. But first, as Coach said, a week off. And then the junior varsity football team lost to Northwood last Saturday, 24-20. They're now 3-4-1 on the season. And the freshman team wrapped up their season with a win at Northwood on Thursday, 22-16. They are 7-2 on the year. Ethan Sinclair with a 22-yard touchdown run, a 41-yard pass from Landon Habegger to Nathan Trusty on a halfback pass. They were still, despite those great plays, they were still down by 2 with a minute to go. Brady Sauer took a 1-yard quarterback keeper into the end zone for the go-ahead score, and then Sauer sealed the deal by picking off a Panther pass. That secured the victory. Sinclair recovered a fumble. Ryan Cards and Wyatt Fugate had multiple tackles for the freshman football team, again, who finished at 7-2. We'll come back and finish things up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
This is the lesson of sleepy boy.
Oh, here comes Chuck.
Man, he looks terrible.
I lost my head.
What happened?
I was tired and not thinking clearly when I took out my auto loan.
Man, you gotta be careful or you're gonna pay too much. There's interest rates you gotta
pay. I know!
Man, y'all need to chill out. We got the dogs barking and everything.
Well, he needs to get his head back.
He needs R&B Car Company.
R&B Car Company.com.
Hey, what's up, Chuck?
I'm your neighbor. You see me at Optimist, you see me at church, you see me at the grocery store. I'm just a regular guy with a law degree who has the know-how to get you the win. I'm Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. With millions of dollars won for clients, call me. I'll give you my personal cell, and we can start working together. The initial call's always free. I handle all types of injuries, falls, crashes, defective products, and more. Call me today, Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. Just say, hey Google, look up the Law Office of Travis McConnell. Office Warsaw.
Brower's Furniture and Flooring is the largest furniture and flooring store in Kosciuszko County. Brower's expansive 55,000-square-foot showroom offers a stunning selection of luxury furniture and premium flooring. Whether you're looking to revamp your living space or simply add a touch of class, explore the finest pieces that combine style and comfort, and find the perfect flooring to complete your dream home. Open Monday through Saturday, Brower's Furniture and Flooring, 3333 East Center Street in Warsaw.
Don't miss a play this fall with affordable and reliable FiberFast Internet. With Surf FiberFast Internet, you will enjoy uninterrupted service for streaming the big game, watching highlights, or cheering on your favorite teams. Enjoy ultra-fast speeds and free installation for as low as $25 a month with AutoPay. No data caps, no contracts, and no hassles. Experience front row action from home with reliable internet from your local provider. Visit surfinternet.com today. Restrictions apply. Not all speeds available in all areas. Go to surfinternet.com to learn more and for full offer details.
And now for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company. Here's Roger.
You know, I don't have to tell you, because I hope you know it from listening to the show every week. I get the best gig. I really do. I get to hang out with kids like these three and all the other 21 that were here the previous weeks. And how much better can it be than that? To tell their stories, to help them communicate it, skill that they're going to need someday to be able to talk in public and talk in front of other people, regardless of what their job is going to be. They're going to have to do that. And they come in here, and some of them are really nervous, but they never act like it. And it's wonderful. And I'm glad that we started doing that. That's a Coach Jensen thing, Phil Jensen. When he came back for his second stint as head coach of the football team, he said, Roger, what if we had kids come in too? And I said, absolutely. Let's do the seniors and make sure that they all get in here once during their senior year. And that's how that started. And that tradition will carry on as long as I'm doing the show, because you all talk about how much you like it. I love it. I learn something every week when I'm in here. Things like Mason Smythe eats as much as a defensive lineman. Who knew that? He's a skinny mini. I said, how do you stay thin? He goes, I don't know. That's pretty good. I wish I could do that. Hopefully he's like that forever. But just the stories that we hear, things that kids want to do, why they want to be what they want to be when they get older, all those things are just wonderful stories, and I hope that you appreciate them as well. And I hope that you will share that with the sponsors of the show, all of them, but specifically R&B Car Company, who foot the bill for us to be able to do what we do. And thanks to The Diner also for their assistance this year in helping feed the players. This is the last week that we'll have players on the show. Coach will be in 2 weeks. Next week, we will have Tiger Talk, and it's going to be focused on the other fall sports. So we have commitments from Jack Carpenter of girls golf and Clive Scott of girls soccer to be on the program. We're going to hunt down a couple other people and try to get them on the program next week. Stay tuned. Gary Sullivan is coming up next. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana. News Now Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.